Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Mem, and we are at the fourth wide line on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, the two dots. So the previous Gemara discussed the mitzvah of Yibum relative to the mitzvah of Chalitza. So we all know what Yibum and Chalitza are at this point. Two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, leaves over no children. Shimon has a mitzvah to do either Yibum or Chalitza. And from a simple reading of the Pesukim, it would seem very, very clear that the Iker mitzvah is Yibum. Then there's a mitzvah of chalitza. Stating that, there was a discussion amongst the Tanoim whether mitzvahs yibum is adif, whether mitzvahs chalitza is adif. We began that gemara and that discussion at the end of the previous daf. We're going to pick up on that note now in the beginning of this daf. Zok the Gemara, one of the most important Gemaras in Masechtas Yevamos. Barishayna, in the olden days, Shahoyu Meschavim L'Shem Mitzvah, where people were able to have Kavana B'Shas Yibum L'Shem Mitzvah. Yibum is a Bia. As a result, a person's vulnerable that maybe he's going to have the wrong Kavanas when he does the Mitzvah. But in the olden days, people were on a higher level and they had the proper Kavana when they did bia, meaning they were mechavim l'shem mitzvah. It was at that time that mitzvah yibum was kedem as a mitzvah chalitza. The mitzvah of yibum was the ikar mitzvah. And for sure, it was preferable for a person to do yibum versus chalitza. Va'achshav. However, nowadays, where there was a yiridus hadoyros, she'in mechavim l'shem mitzvah, where it's more difficult for a person to do the yibum l'shem mitzvah, amru, Chazal said, mitzvah chalitza kedem as a mitzvah yibum. Then it's better for a person to do chalitza than to do yibum. Amr Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Amr Rav Yitzchak, the name Rav Yitzchak, chazru loimar, that although there was a Rishayna and then an Achshav, meaning there was a before and there was an after, but there was another after, meaning Chazal realized that times had changed again and they came around to what the Berishayna was, what the Iker Mitzvah was, and they said Mitzvah's Yibum is Kedemes L'Mitzvah's Chalitza, that you should go back to doing Yibum because that's the Iker Mitzvah. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak told Rami Bar Chama, Achshadari, does it make sense that the generations became better? They became more kosher? Meaning, in the earlier days, they were Mechavad L'Shem Mitzvah. Then something happened, there was Yiridus Adoris. And what? Then they rebounded and they came back to the way they were in previous Madregas? That's inconsistent with everything that we know on the topic of Yiridus Adoris. And how's that possible? So the Gemara says, you're right. That's not what happened. Okay, then why was it Chazru Loimer that Mitzvah's Yibum is Kaidemes? So the Gemara, Meikara Savri Lok Abishol. Initially, they held like Abishol. Then he came around and they realized that the halacha is not like Abishol, rather the halacha is like the Rabbana. So who's Abishol and who's the Rabbana? The Tanya we learned to the Brisa. Abishol said, "Akoinis is even to l'shem noy l'shem ishos." If someone does yibum and he has kavana b'shas yibum l'shem noy or l'shem ishos or l'shem davaracha, it doesn't matter what his kavana was. Ki ilu poikeya be'erva. It's as if he was ba on an erva. Why? Because every yavama is really an erva. She's an eshesach. Norvas b'makom mitzvah, it's mutter. So if a person's mechavel l'shem mitzvah, it's going to be mutter. But if a person is not mechavel l'shem mitzvah, then it's going to be a problem. And then Abishol concluded his line with a punchline. He said, "V'karav ani be'enai li'os ha'vlad mamzer." I'm not going to say vlad mamzer. Of a v'karav ani be'enai, I'm close to saying that if a child would be born from a yibum where the yavama fell a yibum, but at the same time, the Yavam didn't have the proper kavanas, b'shas the Yibam, could be the child would be a mamzer. Now, the Chachamim argued, the Chachamim said, kilu b'geb, b'geb. Then no, as long as a person is mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, of course he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So what's the point? The point is, you see, was machlokes Abishol and the Chachamim, whether if a person does Yibum without the proper kavana, is it such a problem or it's not such a problem? According to Abishol, the karev ani be'enai liyos havlad mamzer. It's ki'ilu, not the real thing, but it's ki'ilu, as in all the ki'ilus that we're aware of, pegei be'erva, whereas the Chachamim said it's not going to be a problem. And that was the Rishayna and the Achrayna. Rishayna, they said, of course, Mitzvah Yibum is kaidemes. Then they said, you know something, maybe the halacha is like Abishol. And because the halacha is like Abishol, and there's a Yiridus Adoris, so therefore it's going to be a problem. Chazru Loimer, not Achshadara. Chazru Loimer, we don't paskin like Abishol. We paskin like Tachachamim. So even if a person is takin, not going to have the proper kavanah b'shas Yibum, but at the same time, it's not going to be an issue. Why? Because it's true, Abishol said it's kilu b'geh be'erva. Abishol said it's b'kar v'ni b'en elias of alamam. So we don't paskin like Abishol. Because we don't paskin like Abishol, it's not going to be a problem. Zokti Gemara, man tana l'hod tana rabbanu. Who's the tana of the following price? So the Gemara now is going to bring a brisa, which is a cryptic brisa, and the Gemara is going to have two suggestions of how to understand the brisa, and the Gemara then is going to prove from the ratio of that brisa, which The Gemara is not going to bring now, but the Gemara is going to bring Behemshech HaSugya to one side of what Pshat and the Braisa is. So the Gemara says, who is the Talmud, the following Braisa? Kivama Yava Yaleh Mitzvah. We know that Yavam Yavaleh is a mitzvah. It's Yibum. Shebetchila haya ala b'chal heter. Originally, this woman, the Yavama, was mutter to the Yavama, Nesra. Then when she married this man's brother, she became an Eshes Ach. She was also, meaning Reuven's wife before she married Reuven was mutter to Shem. Then she married Reuven, she became an Eshes Ach. That's obvious. V'chazra v'hutra. Now, b'mokim Yibum, she became mutter again. As Yochel Tachzal HaTeir Rishon, you would think she's mutter the same way she was mutter originally. Kalmud Loime Yavama Yavah Yaleo Mitzvah. That, Alzen Nema Yavama Yavah Yaleo Mitzvah. So it's a cryptic Brisa. Right, the Brisa is telling us things we know. Before she married Reuven, she was a regular Pnuyah. Shimon wanted to marry her, just like Reuven was able to marry her, Shimon could have married her. Then Reuven married her, Nesra. Not only Alzeishas Ish, but also Alzeishas Ach. She'd be Asa forever because of the fact she's an Eishas Ach. However, being that she fell a Yibum, she became Mutter again. So you would think she's Mutter the same way she was Mutter Lechatchilo. Talmud Loimei Yavama Yavei Oleo Mitzvah. So really the punchline of Yavama Yavei Oleo Mitzvah, that's the part that's very, very awesome. So the Gemara said, who is the time of this Brisa? Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimni, this is the first Pshat of the Brisa. Abishol, it's Abishol Vachikamar. And this is what the Braisa means to say. Yavama Yavah Yaleh Mitzvah. Shebetchila Hayisal B'chal Heter. Originally, she was Mutter. Meaning, Ratzel L'Shem Noi Kainza, Ratzel L'Shem Ishus Kainza. She was Mutter to the Yavan to marry. And if he wanted to marry her L'Shem Noi, he could. If he wanted to marry L'Shem Ishus, he could as well. Meaning, there were no restrictions. Kainza, right, Nesra. Then she married Reuven, she became Maser. Chazra v'hutra, and then she became Mutter again when Reuven died and left over no children. Yochel tachzal l'teir rishon. So you would think that now she's Mutter again. She should be Mutter in the same way she was Mutter the first time. What is it? I mean, just like the first time it was Mutter l'shum noy l'shum ishus, now it should also be Mutter l'shum noy l'shum ishus. Talmud loyme yavama yava yaleo the mitzvah. No, it has to be l'shem mitzvah, and you can't do it. And if you do it the wrong way, it's kilu pagei be'erva v'karev ani be'enai v'liyosna. Havlad Mamzer. That's the first Pshat. Rav Amar Rav said a different Pshat. He said, Afilu Temer Rabbana. Maybe the Brice is going according to the Rabbana. But Hachi coming, this is the way you read the Brice. Yavama Yavah Yaleh Mitzvah. Shabbatchila Hoya Bechal Heter. Ratzma Kainza, Ratzma Enei Kainza. It was Lashon Mitzvah, meaning it was a Heter. If he wanted to marry, you could. If he didn't want to, he didn't have to. Nesra. Chazra v'hutra, Yachal Tachzal HaTeir HaRishon, which means, what? Ratzma Kainza, Ratzma Enei Kainza. So the Gemara interrupts and says, "Ratzah ina kainza agida bechti teipur." Of course, he has to do something. She's a yavama with a lava. They see aishas amesa chuzal lizar. She needs something. Not eleima. Ratzah kainza rochah chay. Ratzah chay. You would think if he wants to do yibum, if he wants to do chalitza tamalem, yavama yava eleima mitzvah. Now there's a mitzvah for him to do yibum. So the Gemara has two pshatim what the brayse means. What's the Talmud loymer? Either the Talmud loymer is you would have thought she'd be mutter even l'shem noy l'shem mishus Talmud loymer has to be l'shem mitzvah v'hamani abishali or. You would have thought she's mutter as if it's optional. Talmud Leimar, no, there's a mitzvah to do Yibum, because mitzvah Yibum is koidemes the mitzvah chalitza, v'hamani, rabbanonhi. So the Gemara says that although l'chadchila man tamil l'hadu tanu rabbanu we thought was abishal, it says the Gemara, it's not muchach. Rava said it could be the Braisa is going to give him according to the Rabbana. Okay, two Mahalchim had to learn the Braisa. We said that the Gemara is going to prove from the Reisha of this Braisa that we didn't bring yet to one side. Zok the Gemara, Eima Reisha. And the emes is, the daf that we're learning right now is the first day of Pesach's daf, and it's mamish hard to believe that the Gemara is about to bring a Reisha of a Braisa that it's about to bring. It's just another sifkaton in all the hashgacha pratis that we've seen throughout this daf yomi machzer. So what state in the ratio of this real yavamis de gebraisa? It says in the Torah, one of the karbanos that were brought was the karban mincha. The karban mincha, there was a koimetz that was put on the mizbeach, and then v'hanoiseres mimeno, all the shirayim of the mincha, yoichlu aharon uvanov, it was kodesh kadashim, so only a koim was allowed to eat it. Matzois teyachel, the pasuk says it had to be eaten as matzos, it wasn't allowed to be chametz, b'mokim kodesh, it had to be eaten in a place of kedusha, which was b'chatzar oyel moed yoichlua, which was in the Azara. So zok the Gemara, it says, matzois teyachel, b'mokim kodesh. Mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. Shebetchila hoysal b'chal heter. Because these shiari mincha originally were mutter. Nesra, then it became maser. V'chazra v'hutra. And then it became mutter again. Yochot achzal l'teir rishon. You would think that it should be mutter in the same way again. Talmud loymer matzes teyocha b'makim kadosh mitzvah. So this braisa mirrors the other braisa. Same braisa. It's the ration the seifa and the signoin of two parts of the braisa. It's very, very similar. So again, what would it mean as far as matzahs go? B'tchila hoysa ola b'chlal heter. Originally, the mincha was mutter. Why? It was just regular flour and water and oil. So if you want to eat it, eat it. You don't want to eat it, whatever. But it was mutter. Nesra. Then it became hektish. Hektish is also b'chila. Mi'ila. There's things that have to happen to hektish in order for it to be mutter. V'hutra. Now it became mutter again. How did it become mutter again? You took the koimetz, you burnt it on the mizbeach. That was matter the shirayim la'achilo. So you would have thought it should be mutter again in the same oifen. Talmud Vayomer matzes teyachel b'makim kadosh. So the Gemara says like this: Bishlam ilu Rava. Bishlam according to Rava, who explained the seifa of the brayso hamani rabbanani, that it means the rabbanon. What was the cheshman according to the rabbanon? This woman Eishes Reuven was mutter. Then she married Reuven. She came in Eishes Ach. Now that Reuven died, you would have thought oichaloyitz oyiyabim. Talmud Vayomer. No, now it's not mutter. Now it's a real mitzvah. Also, the Brice is saying the same exact thing. Hachi kamer matzah tiyachav b'makom kadosh mitzvah. Shebetchila hayotza ola b'chal heter. Ratza oichla, ratza eini oichla. Ratz, wait the Gemara one second. Ratza oichla, ratz nesro. I'm sorry, we have to read the parentheses. Then once it became hektish, so there was a nisim ila became asa. Chazra v'hutra, now became mutra again. Yachat tachzal l'teir rishon. You would think it should go back to the way it was again. That what ratza oichla, ratza eini oichla. If you want to eat it, yeah, you don't know. So the Gemara interrupts again, like he did in the previous Gemara. Ratza eini oichla v'ksiv achlo is. Part of the kapara process is for the kayanim to eat the chelik of the carbon they have to eat. Mar says, you're right. You would think that if he wants to eat it, he could eat it. Or if another kayan wants to eat it, we have raid on this, then let another kayan eat it. Talmud Loimer matzes teyachel b'makom kadosh mitzvah. Then now it's not other mutter, other aser, but now there's a real mitzvah. So according to Rava, the reisha of the brayso and the seifa of the brayso is the same exact brayso. Yeah, something that was mutter, then it became aser. Now it's mutter again. So you would think it's only mutter, tamal emer mitzvah. This woman was mutter, now there's a mitzvah of Yavama Yavayola. It was mutter to eat this mincha. Now there's a mitzvah to go ahead and eat this mincha. El or Bizkav Avdimi, but according to Bizkav Avdimi, the Amar who said Abishali, that the seifa of the brayso is Abishal. And what is the seifa of the brayso saying? Not that there's a mitzvah. We know there's a mitzvah. The seifa of the brayso is that you have to do it l'shem mitzvah. Meaning, initially you were able to marry this woman with whatever kavanas you wanted. Now you have to do it l'shem mitzvah, because otherwise it's kilu b'geir be'erv. So what? Meaning, it's not just Talmud Loimer that there's a mitzvah. It's Talmud Loimer that now the kavanah matters. Originally, we didn't care what your kavanah was. Now we do care what your kavanah is. So if that's the case, to keep the reish and the seifa consistent, the ratio must be saying something very similar. That initially you were able to eat the mincha however you wanted to eat it, because it wasn't hektish. Now that it's hektish, so now there's a certain way you have to eat it. So the Gemara says, "Maitre gavni ikka." What are the two ways of eating a mincha? So the Gemara says, "I have a good one. Maybe being that it's a mitzvah, you have to eat it l'shem mitzvah. You can't just eat it l'shem achila gasa. It can't be a freserai." So, says the Gemara, maybe that's what it means. Meaning, originally, you were able to eat it however you want. Now, there's certain gedarim that regulate the way you eat it. Oh, but the Gemara says, achila gasa mishma achila. Achila gasa nisaymi nan an achila. Because Vamar Rish Lakish said, oichel achila gasa v'yam kippur. If someone eats achila gasa v'yam kippur pater, he doesn't even get karis. Mi loy sa'una. Because he didn't violate loy sa'una. Elo, so the Gemara says, I know what it means. Maybe what it means is, ratza matza oichel, ratza chametz oichel. Originally, before it was a mincha, if you wanted to eat it in a state of matzah, you could eat in a state of matzah. If you wanted to eat in a state of chametz, you could eat in a state of chametz. But the Gemara says that can't be. Rotz chametz oichlo. Fuck, siv loisei ofa chametz chelkom. You're not allowed to eat it. Vamresh shlokish v'shlokish said vafilu chelkom loisei ofa chametz. Not only is the mincha that goes on the mizbeach not allowed to be chametz, but even the mincha that the koyan am going to eat is not allowed to be chametz. So that's not an option. So the Gemara says maybe what it means like this. Elo rotz matzah oichlo, rotz chalut oichlo. Originally, if you wanted to eat it matzah, you could eat it matzah. If you wanted to eat it chalut, you could eat it chalut. So chalut means to put it in very, 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 very hot water. But now we're saying you can't eat it chalut. The Gemara says one second. Hi, what kind of chalut is this? I matzah, is it matzah? Meaning, is it not chametz? Then matzah, what's the problem? If eloi matzah, and if it's not matzah, matzah samar achmona, then anyways it's not good. So, l'chayra, the chalut is either matzah or it's chametz. So, I don't understand why that should be a problem. So the Gemara says like this, la'olam, I'll tell you that really chalut is matzah, ordinarily chalut would be considered matzah. However, l'hachit tanabe grah la'akev, but when we say matzah's teyachel, and that's the Talmud Loimer, the Reish of the Bright, it's coming to say it has to be regular matzah, and it can't be chol. So cholet is matzah, but being that the Torah went out of its way to say matzah's teyachel, it's excluded from the din matzah as it relates to the Shiorah and Mincha, and that's what the Bryce is saying. So according to Abishal, the Bryce is also being consistent. The Talmud Loimer is not just as a mitzvah. The Talmud Loimer mitzvah means we regulate how you have to eat it. And just like Yuvam Yovel Yolel, what's the regulation? The kavana has to be a proper kavana, has to be l'shem mitzvah. Here too, in matzah, but it can't be cholet, it has to be the right type of matzah. How do you know it? Because twice it says matzah in the Torah. And tono be kro, the shina hakasav is la'akiv to tell me that's the way it has to be. So the Gemara says like this. You're telling me cholet is matzah, but not l'inyan shari mincha, because tono be kro, that it can't be matzah. So where's the negeya, the halacha, that if you would take dough, put it in really, really hot water, even though it's technically matzah, it would be considered matzah. So the Gemara, Loimar, it's coming to teach me, sha'adam yoytze ba yedei chayvasa de Pesach. He can't make it up. That if a person by the Leila Seder would sit down, and he would eat azelcha matzahs, he would be yoytze. And afa pi dechalte, and even though you made it so hot, I'll be keeping the meikara, keeping the hot, the afi betaner, meaning, it was never really in an oven. If the way you baked it, quote unquote, was by putting it in hot water so it's cooked, so it's not really baked, or it says, no, as long as you bake it afterwards, it's fine, because lechem oini, karina be, it's called lechem oini, v'adam yoytze ba yedei chayvasa v'pesach, and you can be yoytze matzis mitzvah on Pesach, hafla v'fela, zok the heilige Mishnah v'ayta. So the next Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha, that Yibum has a shaychis tenachla. So what does it mean, Yibum has a shaychis tenachla? One of the dinim of Yavamis is that when a Yavam does Yibum, he becomes the Yairish. That's a chiddush, right? Ordinarily, there's a whole Seder Nachlas. One brother should ever be the Yairish. There's no such thing. But that's one of the chiddushim of Yavamis, that the Yavam that does the Yibum, he's the one that's the Yairish. Zok the Mishnah. What happens if the Yavam didn't do Yibam, but rather he did chalitza. What if someone does chalitza? Then he's just treated like one of the brothers, meaning no preferential treatment. He gets a Yerusha, but he doesn't get any more than any of the other brothers. Let's say there's a father, then the father's going to get everything. Meaning, ordinarily, if he does Yibam, even if there's a father, the Yavam comes before the father, which is a chiddush, because in Seder Nachlis, a father would come before a brother. Right? Ordinarily, if a man dies, who's his Yerush? His children. This man obviously had no children, because if he has children, then he didn't make it into Masechta Yevamos. So obviously, okay, then the father should come next. That's the chiddush that the Yavam gets it. If he did chalitza, so then the chalitz doesn't have the treatment of a Yavam. And male, if there's a father, the chalitz is going to end up getting nothing. If there is no father, then he'll just be Yerush together with his brothers. However, if someone does Yibum, Zachat Mechasa Shalav, if he gets everything, Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkach u Benkach. Whether he did Yibum or whether he did chalitza, im Yeshamav, if there's a father, then the halach is Nechasim Shalav, everything belongs to the father. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time the Yavam gets the Yerusha is if there's no father. But if there's a father, the father's always going to get the Yerusha. So we're going to go through this Mishnah line by line. The first line of the Mishnah was, Hachileitz liyavimtai, hareyu ke'echa mina achim lenachla. It's like the Mar Pshita. Obvious. Meaning, he doesn't get the whole Yerusha because he didn't do Yibum. And L'chayim is like Gara from the other brothers. So of course he's ke'echa mina achim. What's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, I would have thought chalitza v'makam Yibum kaima. I would have thought chalitza is like Yibum. V'nishkol kula nichse. So therefore you should end up getting everything. Right? That's the way we understood it when we read the random Mishnah. Kamash malon, then no. He only did chalitza. Being that he only did chalitza, you don't get the whole Yerusha. Ihoch yifreit k'mar reo ke'echa mina achim. Why did the Mishnah say he's like one of the brothers? What the Mishnah should have said was he's only like one of the brothers. Hareyu ke'echa mina achim sounds like it's a chiddush as a heis da bruder. No, it's a chiddush as he's not the ikka bruder. Abavada is a bruder, right? Hareyu ke'echa mina achim is mashma that it's a chiddush that we look at it as if there's a tzad to say you should get nothing. If the chiddush is that you would have thought he gets everything, that it should have said, he's only a regular brother. Not that he is a brother. You're right. You have to say the chiddush was something else. I would have thought that, being that this Yavam is being mafsid the Yavamer from Yibum, maybe there should be a knas. So you do Yibum, you get everything. You don't do Yibum, gunished. And that's the chiddush that areyu ke'echa mina achim, he's not going to lose his chos. If there's a father, so the halacha is the father gets the amamar. This is something we know from Bava Basra, from Yesh Loichlin, of Koidem l'chol yoytze yirecha. The father always comes before his children, meaning the choylitz is going to be like a brother. But if there's a father, there are no brothers liyerusha, so he's going to end up getting nothing. Hakoyne says, even though, what did the Mishnah say? V'chulu, he gets everything. My time, yokam ashrei machav amir achmanav areikam. Right, we discussed this already on Daf Chav Dalet. This is the one pasuk where Mikra Ziyotz Midat Pshutai. Yochum Hashem Achav teaches me that he gets the Yerusha, he gets the entire Nachl. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda said a Chiddush. Rabbi Huda said, that's the V'chulu, that Benkach u'Benkach. Right, Remeir is the one that says throughout Shas, Benkach u'Benkach. But here Rabbi Huda says, Benkach u'Benkach, im yesh sham av, similar sugya. Benkach u'benkach kriyim banim. Im yeshamav nechasim shalav. Everything's going to belong to the father. So Zokti Gemara Amar Ula Ula said, halachik Rabbi Yehuda. The halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that if there's a father, the yavam doesn't get Yerusha. B'chenim Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said the same thing. Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Ula Ula Zavit him Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Some say Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So it's again, Ula said halachik Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said halachik Rabbi Yehuda. So either Ula or Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the two Amiram that said halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, they explained Rabbi Yehuda's shita. They didn't just paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. They said a pshat. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda. What's pshat? Rabbi Yehuda, the chsiv, the pasuk says, v'hoya b'chayra shetele. And we learn from there, kib b'chay. Right? That's the pasuk that teaches me that the yavam gets Yerusha. So we say, gets Yerusha like a b'chay. Ma b'chayra aim le b'chayyav. Just like a b'chayra would never get Yerusha if his father's alive, right? But makam his father, all he is a b'chayra. But if his father's alive, then he's not getting any Yerusha. Afaynami aim le b'chayyav. So too, he doesn't get anything b'chayyav. I ma b'chayra noitel pishnaim lacha misesav. Afay noitel pishnaim lacha misesav. Right? The Gemara. If we look at the yavam as being a b'chayra, that's the makar to this pasuk. So maybe once one brother does yibum, even when the father dies, he should get pishnayim. He should get a din bechar. Meaning the din bechar is klape yarshining his brother. But maybe there's a din bechar klape yarshining his father. So the Gemara says midi yakum al shem aviv ksiv. Yakum al shem achiv ksiv v'loy al shem aviv. It says it'll become al shem achiv, not come al shem aviv. So the Gemara hema another chiddush. Hecha deleka av delishkol nachlat the sky mitzvah yibum. Maybe if there's no father, so then the brother can yarshin, and maybe then he could do yibum. But heichad ikav, maybe where there's a father, the leishakol nachla, where the brother's not going to get any yerusha according to Rabbi Yehuda, like this guy mitzvah yibum. Maybe there should be no yibum at all. Interesting havam, you know. Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, there should be no yibum if there's a father. If there's no yerusha, there should be no yibum. Snak the gemar midi yibum benachla tola rachmana. What yibum is tola nachla? We know it is a little bit. But snak the gemar, what it's all about yerusha? Yevumi miyabmi veikah nachla shkuli vilay leishakol. What it's all about money? No, it's a mitzvah to do yibum. If kichapa yerusha, kichapa yerusha. But this has nothing to do with Yerusha. So to my Yosef Rab Chanina Karu Kamid Rab Yana. So Rab Chanina Karu Rab Chanina used to say over Mikra. He was once in front of Rab Yana. Yosef the Kamer. He said over Halachik Rab Yehuda. He said Halachik Rab Yehuda, like Ula said and Rab Yitzchak Nafcha said. Amalei. So Rab Yana told Rab Chanina Karu Puk Kari Kariach Lebra. Go. Teach these halachas outside. Ain halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. Because the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tani Tanak Medrav Nachman. It was a Tani once told Rav Nachman the same thing. He said, Ain halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. Right? He said what Rabbi Yana said. That halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, he told him, Elokiman. Of course, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, Kirabanan. That's what you're trying to tell me. Rabbi Yehuda's arguing with the Chachamim. So, of course, we paskin like the Chachamim. Amalei, he told him, Asmai, should I just mekos this braisa? Meaning, should I get rid of the braisa? Amalei, loy. He told him, no, you shouldn't get rid of the braisa. Why? So he told him, at halacha asnach. What must have happened was that you must have heard, there must be somewhere, drengzach, a brais or a mishnah, that said, halacha kirab Yehuda. And because of that, umukshahuda akshilach, the afchis. And it's for that reason you had to change it to in halacha kirab Yehuda. Ulamayda afchis, shaper afchis. And it's for that reason this exists. Meaning, where did this Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda come from? Why would you, every time there's a machlokes zechav a rabbi, we assume that Halacha is like the rabbi. Elamai, there was a rumor, like you see from the previous Gemara, Ula, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and Rabbi Chanina Nakara. So there was such a rumor. That's where this other Braisa came from. That's where this, not Braisa, this other Memra came from, that Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. No, so once there's a Memra and it has a pshat, just leave it. Don't get rid of it. Meaning, it's not wrong. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, that go teach outside. That also from this Medrash. But this is not something you have to take out of his medrash. You want to know if you should get rid of it. It's not something that's necessary to get rid of. In the next Mishnah, moving along in the daf, another classic daf here, Yevamos daf mem. But moving along, in the next Mishnah, we're going to discuss another halacha that we're familiar with already. And that is the halacha of kreivas chalutzase. So a person's asa b'kreivim. Some of the raisa, some of the rabbanim. You have the raisa, the raisa. You have the shniyas that are asa with the rabbanim. One of the big topics in Masechtas Yevamos is yesh zika. A person's asur in all the kreivos of his zakuka. Achoy skukasai, bas skukasai, em skukasai, etc. There's another idea, which we've seen, and that is a person's asur in the kreivos of his chalutza. So if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, leaves over no children, but there's a yavam, and Shimon does chalitza, Shimon's now going to be asur in all the kreivos of this woman. Why? Not because of Achis Ishtai or Krevas Ishtai, they were never married. Not because of Zika, you did Chalitza already. When there was a Zika Memela, Laman Dama Yesh Zika. But you didn't, the Zika's finished with. It's because of a person's Asa be Krevas Chalutzas. That's the halacha, and the Makar to this halacha, which again comes up in a lot of the Sugis and Yevamos, is this Mishnah that we're about to learn. If a person does chalitza to a yavam, who asr b'kreiva yisav? He becomes asr in all her kreivos. V'yasru b'kreiva, and she becomes asr in his kreiva. And the Mishnah gives examples. Who asr b'ima? He's not allowed to marry her mother, ube'im ima, her mother's mother, ube'im avir, her father's mother, ube'bita, her daughter, be'bas bita, her daughter's daughter, be'bas bina, and her son's daughter, ube'achaysa, and he's also not allowed to marry her sister, bizman, she kayemis, as long as she's alive. Meaning, once the chalutza dies, then it's not a problem. Why? Because it's not better than achizishta. Just like achizishta, if a person's wife dies, it becomes mutter and her sister's. So too, this halach is going to be true. Va'achin mutarin. The brothers, however, the other brothers that didn't do chalitza, are going to be mutter in all these kreivos. So the one that did the chalitza is the one that's aser, but all the brothers not. Even though there's a Rabbi Yochanan Chita earlier in the Masechta that holds it works with shlichus, but it doesn't matter. The brothers are all going to be mutter. Another halacha. V'hi asura ba'aviv. She's asur in his father. U'bavi aviv, his father's father. U'bibnoi in his son. U'bven b'noi his son's son. Ba'achiv in his brother. U'bven achiv in his brother's son. Okay. Another halacha. Mutter adam b'kroivas tsaras chalutz asur. So what happens if when Shimon did chalitza, there was more than one yavam? So the yavama, she's now the chalutza. Is in a sacrifice. What about the tzara? The tzara says the Mishnah, a person is mutter in her krivim. So the krivim of the chalutza is going to be a problem. However, the krivim of the tzaras chalutza is not going to be a problem. Another thing the Mishnah says is va'aser b'tzaras krivas chalutza. If a person's chalutza's karev that he's aser to would fall a yibum to him. So the halach is there would be no yibum, and not just that, there'd also be no yibum on her tzara. So there's a lot to go through. Zok de Heilige Gemara. So the premise of the Mishnah is the iser of kreivas chalutzase, also known as achis chalutzase, but that's because achisish is the ikar erva when you learn your vams. But really, it's all the kreivas of a person's chalutzase. When Chazal would geyser arayis for a chalutzah, were they also geyser on shniyos? Were they not geyser on shniyos? Every day, arayis a gazbu rabbanon, shniyos bechalutzah loy gazbu rabbanon. Shniyos by erva day raisa did the rabbanim were guys of shniyos, but bechalutza, which is only the rabbanim, maybe the rabbanim weren't guys of shniyos, or maybe just like they were guys of shniyos for real arayas, and on some level krevas chalutza is an erva, so maybe the chazal were geyser that there should be shniyos when it comes to this as well. So the gemara from here until the two dots is going to feel a little bit like daf chaf aleph and daf chaf beis. That's when we learned the sugya shniyos, because the gemara is going to go through some of the shniyos here again, but we learned it already, so hopefully it'll go a little bit more smoothly. Tashma. So we suck the gemara. Let's see if we can bring your eye from the Mishnah. Meaning the Mishnah went through all the krevas that a person's aser of his chalutza. So it said, who aser be'ima? It says a person's aser in the chalutza's mother and the mother's mother. Vilu aim aimima like tani. Doesn't say the mother's mother. That's a shnia. Oh, so it's a raya. Shnia says mother. When it says no, duma hainu tami to leitani. Maybe the reason it didn't mention that is mishum the kavayim must be safe, because the Mishnah wanted to say in the safe of achim utar that the brothers are mutar, meaning only the one that did the chalitza, the chalitz, the namesake of our parak. He's the one that has the iser, but all the other brothers don't have the iser. So if the Iktani Aim Ima had it said aim ima, then Havamina, I would have thought Ha'achim Utarim Davka be aim ima. I would have thought that this that the brothers are mutter is on the shnias. Meaning the Ikar Arayas, maybe the brothers are really us. It's only the shnias. Avo be aim ima ube ima loy. But aim ima and ima, which are Arayas the Raisa, not in this case, but in a real situation, the real issues, so you would have thought, nah, so therefore we didn't say aim ima. We could have said aim ima to teach me a chiddush that shnias la rais. But we want, even by the chalutz, we wanted to, the reason we didn't say this because we thought it would be misleading as it relates to Achim Utarin. We would have thought Achim Utarin is only for the Shnias, but not for the Ikar Reis. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. Why can't you just do both? The Lisni aim Ima. The Lisni Ha'achim Mutarin Bekulon. Should have said Ima, aim Ima, aim Ima, and then Achim Utarin. Don't just leave it hanging, because then you don't know if it's referring to the Shnias, aim Ima, or it's referring to the previous two as well. So just say Achim Utarin. Just all you have to do is add one word, and one word teaches me a halacha that the Shnias versus Kash. I hear. Meaning, Mishnat Nishvan Hazak Kasha, but I hear. Definitely good horror. Tashma. So the Mishnah continued and said, He Asura B'Aviv U'Bavi Aviv. It says she's going to be Asura in his father and his father's father. Now, Ketani Miya Avi Aviv. It says that she, the chalutza, who's the equivalent of the wife, she's the Rabbanan wife over here, so she's aser in her husband's father, that's Pashat, right, that's Kalasai, Klapi the husband's father, that's a daughter-in-law, but also the father's father. Now, Maila Mishum Chaylitz, it sounds like the reason she's Aser in her husband's father's father, or in the Chaylitz's father's father, is because of the kurva that we have through the Chalitza, the Havala Kala's Benai. And what is the relationship between the Chalitza and the Chaylitz's father's father? It's from the father's father's perspective, it's his son's daughter-in-law, which is only a shnia. So you see, clearly, what goes are shnia is even by Krevis Chalutzah, so the Gemara says, loy, mishum misna. The reason she's usher in the chaylet, his father's father, because the chaylet's his father's father is also her late husband's father's father. Remember? Her late husband, Ruvain, was the chaylet's Shimon's brother, and they were achim in Ha'av, which means they had the same father, which means they had the same father's father. So the reason she's Aser, Zakhti Gemara, is not because of the Shaykhs of the Chalitza. It's because of the original Ishus, the Havali Kalas Benoit. That's a real Kalas Benoit. That's Shnias. But that's a real Shnias. So we know there's something called Shnias. All right. It's the Shaykhs of the Shnias. Zakhti Gemara Tashma. I'll bring you another right. The Mishnah said, Ube Ben Benoit. It said that she's going to be Aser in the Chalitza's son. My love, Mishum Chalitz. Presumably why? Because the chaylitz, she has a shaychus too, through the chalitza, kurvas chalutza, say, who also b'kreiv esev, yasur b'kreivam, and it's his son. Now, from the son's perspective, the havilah, eshes aviyoviv. Now, eshes aviyoviv, your father's wife, is a shnia. So you see clearly that there's a shnia. The Gemara says, loy, mishum misna. The reason she's aser in the chaylitz, his son, is not because she's her husband, quote-unquote, son, that there's a shnia through the chalitza, but rather it's because it's her husband's brother's son. The havalei eshes achiyaviv. And eshes achiyaviv is also a shnia. And it's because of the shnia of eshes achiyaviv that she's going to be asked. Not everyone holds that eshes achiyaviv is a shnia. A meimer, machshav eshes achiyaviv. A meimer said that eshes achiyaviv, not Eishas Achi Aviv. Eishas Achi Avi Aviv. Right, missed one of it. But Eishas Achi Avi Aviv is mutter. So if it's mutter, it can't be, it's out that. So the Gemara says, you're right. A meimar moitilo. A meimar is going to have to say a different shot. A meimar is going to say that when it's said in the Mishnah, it's good, you have to see the Mishnah inside to follow this cheshman. Three lines from the top. It says, V'hi Asura Be'aviv. Right, she's also in the Chalitz's father. Uba Avi Aviv. And the father's father. The father's father, right? Ubibnoi and his son, Ubibembenoi and his grandson. So Pasha, you learn, it's two separate things. It's the Chaylitz's father and the Chaylitz's father's father. And it's the Chaylitz's son and the Chaylitz's son, right? That's the regular way to learn the Mishnah. A Meimar, Zokta Gemara, can't learn that way. Because if you learn that way, it proves that Gazru Shnias Bechalutz, and the Gemara is not ready to concede that. We will at the end of the day. But right now, we're not ready for that. So if that's the case, the Gemara said, maybe you have to be Madchik. What would be the Madchik? Maybe the reason she's Aser is not mitzad the chaylitz, but mitzad her husband. It's her husband's brother's son. About Meimer holds, it's not a problem. So again, how's a Meimer going to learn this Brice, this Mishnah, without proving that Gazur Shnias Bechalut? So the Gemara says, a Meimer is going to learn like this. Bebar bro de saba. The benoyu, ben benoy, is referring to the Zeda. It's one big hamshach. Thia surah ba'aviv ubaviyav. She's Aser in his father and his father's father, ubibnoy, and the father's father's son, ubiben benoy, and the father's father's grandson. Oh, but fake the Gemara, if that's the case, yachi, ainu achiv uben achiv. That's right, his father's father's son is his brother, or his father's son is your brother's son. It's, and these, we know them already. So not only do we know it already, that's pashut. So the Gemara says, Tana achiv mina av, v'ktani achiv mina im. That it's true, the Mishnah said already, ben achiv and ben achiv, but we need to say again, achiv and ben achiv, to know, sai ach mina av, and sai ach mina im. But it's a doichik in the Mishnah, you see, the Gemara is going to fall off of this anyways. But either way, the Gemara says, it's not muchach, that even a Meimar would have to hold that Gazru Shnias Bechalutza. So Gemara Tashma. So we tried proving it from the Mishnah, we failed, and the Gemara does what it so often does, and that is, okay, maybe there's a Braisa that's going to help us out a little bit. So Gemara Tashma, bring your Araya from a Braisa. Honey, Reb Chiyo said, Arba Medivrei Torah, as it relates to the Arayas that come about through Chalitza, there are four that are Deiraisa Dig Arayas, the Arba Medivrei Seifim, four Medirabon. And by the way, Medivrei Torah means real Arayas Medirayasa, and four of them are going to be also Medivrei Seifim, of the Chalitza's father, Ubenoi and his son, Achiv his brother, Uben Achiv and his brother, Usama Divrei Torah. They can all be Asama Deiraisa. And the reason is, how could Chalitza create Erva Deiraisa? It's not Alts the Chalitza, it's Alts her husband. Because the Chalitza's father is also her husband's father. The Chalitza's son is also her husband's brother's son. Same is true for Achiv, the Chalitz's brother, Minha'av, is also her husband's brother, Minha'av, Uben Achiv. So these are all real arayis, deirayis. Again, not outs the kurva of the Chalitza, but Pashmit, the regular arayis. Okay, what are the four that are Medivrei Seifrim? Avi Aviv, father's father, Vavi Imoi, mother's father, Ben Benoi, son, Uben Bitoi, daughter, son, Medivrei Seifrim. Snuck the Gemara, Ketani, Mia, Avi Aviv. It says, Avi Aviv. My lad, Mishum Chaylitz. We're talking with the Rabbana. So there's a Shnia over here. What's the Shnia? She's Aser and her father's father. Probably because of the Chaylitz, Rabbana, the Kalitz Benoi. So you see that Kalitz Benoi, by Chalitza is a problem. So you see, goes from Shnias al Arai by Chalitza. The Gemara says, "Lo Mishum Misna Davar the Kalitz Benoi." The Gemara says what it said already. It's going to be very repetitive. This Gemara that it doesn't mean Shnia mitzad the Chalut, the mitzad the Chaylitz. It means Shnia mitzad her original husband. Tashma again, Avi Imoy. It said he's going to be Aser in the Chaylitz, his mother's father. My lab Mishum Chaylitz. Probably else the Chaylitz Davar the Kalitz Bitoi. Right, in this case, it's the mother's father. So from the mother's father's perspective, it's his daughter's daughter-in-law. But the bottom line is, it's Shnia. So you see, Gazan Shnia is like they chalut. So the Gemara says, "Lo, Mishum Misna Davar LeKalas Bita." It means that they had the same father and the same mother. So the chay, right, that doesn't have to be, but it's where they had the same mother. So the chaylitz is mother's father, is also her husband's mother's father. So there is a Kalas Bita, but it's not Kalas Bita Yalts the chalitz. It's Kalas Bita Yalts the real issues that she had to her husband. Tashma another ray Uben Benoi. Says the chaylitz is son. My lam Mishum chaylitz, probably because of the chaylitz. Davale Eishes Avi Yavet. Right, from the Ben Benoi's perspective, she is father's father's wife, which is a shnei. The Gemara says, "Lo Mishum Misna." It's because of the Misna. The Havalei Eishes Achi Avi Aviv. It's because she is her husband's father's. It's her husband's Eishes Achi Aviv, father's father's brother's wife. Right? It's not out the Zayda's wife. It's not that Altafater's wife. But the point is, that's also a Shnia. And because that's also a Shnia, so it's not mitzad the Eishes Avi Aviv of the Chayles, it's mitzad the Eishes Achi Avi Aviv of the husband. Of the Gemara says, V'amemer machshe the Eishes Achi Avi Aviv. Amemer, we said already, holds that's not an erva. So the Gemara, you're right. Amemer moikim lo mishum Chayles. Because Sofer goes from Shnius Bechalutza, right? Amemer has no way out. Amemer is going to have to concede because of the Braisa, goes from Shnius Bechalutza. Now, the truth is, we almost had Amemer in a corner when we tried bringing a riot from the Mishnah. But over there, the Gemara was able to dreze a charois. The Gemara said, when it said, Benoyu ben Benoy, it means the Benoyu ben Benoy of the Aviv and the Avi Aviv. Over there, we were able to make it work in the language of the Mishnah. But in Reb Chiya's Braisa, there's no other way. There's no matchik over here in the Braisa. And therefore, Bal Karchach, if you have Eishnes Achi Avi Aviv, if that's not a Shnia, then the Shnia must be Eishes Avi Aviv, and Eishes Avi Aviv is a Shnia, and it must be Altz Lechayvitz, and that's right, it goes through Shnias Bechalutza, Zakti Gemara. So we know that Amemar holds, goes through Shnias Bechalutza. What about according to the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, I can prove from here to Tashma, Uben Bitoi. It said, the Chayvitz, his daughter's son, Maila, Mishum Chayvitz, Tavadu Eishes Avi Imai. Right? See, clearly, from the Chayvitz's perspective, it's going to be the person's mother's father's wife. And you see clearly that that's considered an erva even through chalitza. So goes from shnius bechalutza. The Gemara says loy mishum misna. It's mitzad the misna. The havilo eishes achi avi imai. It's not out's mother's father's wife. It's out's mother's father's brother's wife. Abazok the Gemara of agabi shnius the erva legazer. We don't have such a shnia. When we learned the sugya and chafal and chafbez of shnius la'rais, there was no such shnia of a mother's father's brother's wife. El Alamishum Chayletz. It must be that the reason Ben Bitoy would be a problem is because it's going to be an Eishes Avi Imoy, because there is no Eishes Achi Avi Imoy. So it must be that the Shni is coming mitzad her Sheiches to the Yavam, mitzad the Krevas Chalutzasai. It's not coming mitzad her Sheiches to her husband. And if that's the case, Shmamino, you have a raya, gozru shnius bechalutza. Shmamino, this is a raya, they were gozru shnius bechalutza. So the bottom line is, this Mishnah is the makar to the halacha of krevas chalutzasai, just like a person's also be krevas ishtai midai raisa, krevas kukasai, major machloikis, yesh zika, ain zika, often a Mishnah, person's also be krevas chalutzasai. The shayla of the Gemara was, gozru shnius, aloy gozru shnius. The chur, the Mishnah gave a bunch of examples, and the Mishnah didn't mention any shnius. So really, the Gemara thought that maybe from the Mishnah, it's mashma, no. Bottom line is, it was a whole shmuz as it relates to the Mishnah. The maskana, the Gemara came out that gozru shnius bechalutza shmamina, that 100%, just like Chazal, were gozer the derayis when it comes to a chalutza, so too they were gozer when it comes to the shnius larayis as well.